Hello and welcome to For Yoga Teachers. This podcast has been created to help yoga teachers teach with passion, avoid burnout, and earn a fair living. This episode is a very special episode. It's a yoga nidra for yoga teachers. In a moment, we'll start to get totally comfy, relaxed, and ready. But this nidra is a nidra with a difference. It's designed to help you learn about yoga nidra. You might, hopefully you will, be so relaxed that you feel like you're not consciously taking the information in, almost like you're not paying attention. But trust me, you will be taking the information in. Trust that the more you relax and let go, the more impactful the yoga nidra will be, and the more that you'll learn all about it for you and for your yogis. So let's do this. I will bring you out of the yoga nidra at the end of the practice, but if you're feeling a little tired today or you're worried that you might fall asleep, you might like to set a gentle timer to go off once the yoga nidra is complete, so that you can truly relax and let go without worrying. So let's start by getting as comfortable and relaxed as you possibly can. And I think this almost comes in two stages. The first stage, which hopefully you're already doing now, is the initial setup. Getting yourself into the right room where you can be relatively undisturbed. Finding a place to sit, yes, you can do this seated, or lie down on your back or on your side, padding around your head so that your head and neck can relax fully, possibly putting something behind the backs of your knees if you'll be laid on your back, and layering up so that you'll be warm enough. And then you just need to be with this setup for a minute or two, and assess. Our valued colleague and yoga teacher, Rachel Gosling, explains it like the princess and the pea. Anything that's even mildly irritating now will probably increase in irritating intensity as you go through the yoga nidra. So, yoga teacher, value yourself and prioritize yourself and get really comfortable. And stage two of getting set up is checking the details, checking that your hair isn't tickling you, moving any jewelry or any clothing so that you can relax fully, and checking that all of the points of contact with the floor can fully and deeply relax into the floor. Once you're totally settled, relaxed, and ready, start to tune your awareness inwards, letting go of anything that's on your mind, putting down any plans, arriving here in this present moment, softening your face, letting your head be heavy. Relax your shoulders and spread that relaxation all the way down to your fingertips. Soften your belly right down to that place where you get a gut feeling. Let your pelvis be heavy and relax all the way down to the tips of your toes. Take a scan of your body, how it is in this moment. And if you could be even 1% more comfortable, make the changes that you need to make. And then let's relax. Turn your attention to the breath. Just smoothing out your inhales and your exhales. There's no need for the breath to be longer or deeper. Just focus on making the breath a little smoother. With each exhale, letting your body become a little heavier. And perhaps starting to make your exhales a little longer than your inhale. Knowing that this is calming your nervous system. Knowing that you are telling yourself you're in a safe place. And now it is time to relax. Relax into Yoga Nidra. Powerful practice that guides you into a state of deep relaxation with awareness. Be led into a realm between wakefulness and sleep, allowing you to access your vast reservoir of inner knowledge and healing potential. Open your mind to Yoga Nidra being a path to liberation, a path to freedom, a path to ultimate contentment and peace. Turning your attention to noticing if there's any taste inside of your mouth. Just noticing what you notice. Seeing if you can notice the facts of any tastes without being drawn into a story behind the taste. And then turning your attention to anything that you can smell in this moment. And if there's smells present, just noticing the characteristics without explaining, without justifying. And then turning your attention to sound. Seeing about letting sounds come to you rather than searching for sounds. Can you notice the sound that's furthest away? And then a sound that's a little closer. And eventually just noticing the sound of your breath. And now it's time to set your sankalpa, your intention for this Yoga Nidra practice. Make it short and simple and repeat it to yourself a few times. Yoga Nidra, like yoga, is a practice and a state. Allow yourself to let go into the state of Yoga Nidra. Allow yourself to relax into the state of total letting go. Taking your attention to your right thumb, right index finger, right middle finger, right ring finger, right little finger. Noticing all of the fingers on the right hand. Notice the palm of the right hand and the back of the right hand, right wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, right collarbone, the space between the collarbone, left collarbone, left shoulder, left upper arm, left elbow, lower arm, wrist, the back of the hand, the palm of the hand, left little finger, ring finger, middle finger, index finger, thumb, the whole left hand, whole left arm, left shoulder blade, the space between the shoulder blades, right shoulder blade, both shoulders, and then bringing the awareness to the space between the collarbone. See if you can relax the space between the collarbone. Relax your throat, the sides of the neck, the back of the neck, the back of the head, the crown of the head, the forehead, the space between the eyebrows, both eyebrows, both temples, both eyeballs, the bridge of the nose, the tip of the nose, top lip, bottom lip, teeth, gum, the tip of the tongue, resting the tongue into the base of the mouth. Relax the hinge of your jaw and softening even more down the sides of the neck, the space between the collarbone, the whole chest, the sides of the rib cage, the whole upper back, the lower back, sides of the waist, and the belly, right hip, right thigh, right knee, lower leg, inner ankle, outer ankle, right heel, the sole of the right foot, right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, the whole right foot, the whole right leg, right hip, left thigh, left knee, left lower leg, inner ankle, outer ankle, left heel, the sole of the foot, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, the whole left foot, the whole left leg, left hip, the entire pelvis, the entire torso, both arms, bringing your attention, resting it at the heart. The state of yoga is stillness of the mind. No thinking, no thought. This state of yoga is a still mind. Let your mind be still, resting your focus at your heart. You are relaxed. You are practicing yoga nidra.
Let's take a quick break.
You love listening to podcasts, but have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Maybe you want to build a brand, grow your business, or are looking for an excuse to talk about your favorite hobby. Whatever your reason for making a podcast, Buzzsprout is the place to start. Since 2009, Buzzsprout has helped over 300,000 people launch their own podcasts. Buzzsprout walks you step by step through the whole process and will give you powerful tools to start, grow, and monetize your podcast. Ready to get started? Click the link in the show notes to get our free step-by-step guide to starting your podcast today.
Yoga Nidra relaxes you by mimicking brainwave states similar to those in sleep, where the thinking, rational brainwave state, the beta and gamma states are quietened, and you have the ability to disengage from your thought. You are relaxed. You are practicing yoga nidra. Your brain waves are slowing to a theta state, where your brain is able to initiate finding solution to problem, being inspired and inspiring, being creative and retaining information, and entering this state consistently thickens the prefrontal cortex, improving your ability to make conscious choices as opposed to habitual pre-programmed choices. Here in theta, in this calming, relaxing brainwave state, your brain is evaluating what choices serve you and what choices do not. Let go. Relax. Let yoga happen. Let the mind be still. Let your focus rest at the heart. You are relaxed. You are practicing yoga nidra. You are moving into the state of the slowest brainwaves, the delta state. Where the mind is becoming completely still. Your awareness of your body might have decreased. You are deeply relaxed. But your body is receiving and processing information with its innate wisdom. There's nothing to do. Nothing to do but relax and trust
relax and trust. Yoga Nidra is happening. The body is healing. The mind is still. You are relaxed. You are practicing Yoga Nidra. In Yoga Nidra, we can be open-minded. We can allow for contradictions and conflicts and opposition, which in more active brainwave states, we might be distracted just by the contradiction. Allow yourself to think of a time you deeply loved someone, questioned their values. Allow yourself to think of a time you deeply disagreed with someone, but you saw their point of view. Allow yourself to think of a time you felt totally capable and confident, but also lost and helpless. Allow yourself to think of a time you saw a smile on a loved one's face, but you knew they were struggling. Allow yourself to think of a time you achieved something and you felt proud and yet empty. In the state of Yoga Nidra, we can hold contradictions, oppositions in compassion. Find a contradiction and hold it gently as you bring your attention to your breath. And when you are ready, start to deepen the breath. The inhale bringing you back into this present moment where you've always been. And the exhale is always an opportunity to let go. Starting to become aware of any sounds around you. Become aware of the support beneath you. Imagine the four walls around you. Making the breath deeper now, the inhale helps to wake up the body and wake up the mind. And the exhale is always an opportunity to just put down something that you do not need. Become aware of the fullness of your body and start to make the breath more full. You still have it, hold your contraction gently as you move your eyeballs, perhaps still behind closed eyelids. You might like to run the tip of your tongue around your teeth. You might like to wiggle your fingers and toes. Waking up the body with this movement and waking up the mind. And take a moment to notice how you feel, making the movements bigger now. And when you are ready, slowly, gently making your way to a seated position, blinking the eyes open gently, take your time. And if you have time, you might like to find your post-Nidra journaling questions and just free write your answers until you said everything that there is to say. Yoga teacher, I hope you enjoyed your special Yoga Nidra. Come back and do it again soon. And as always, happy teaching.